kill me yet. I am alive. Leave it to me. I want no more exploits like that dark chief.
Yes, he's my target. Mine alone.
Can you hear me, Solid Snake?
He's tougher than I thought.
Do you know who I am? I always knew that one day I would meet you. The man who stole what was rightly mine. The man who stole my birthright. Me? I'm the man you stole everything good from. And now, after the sacrifice of our brothers, after 30 long years, finally, the two of us meet. The brother of light and the brother of dark.
Do you need his DNA too?
Yes. I want a sample while he's still alive. We need it to correct the genome soldier's mutations.
Then we'll be able to cure them?
No. We still have to get our hands on Big Boss's DNA.
Have they given in to our demands yet?
Not yet.
They won't give in. They're all hypocrites, every one of them.
Is that your opinion as a Kurd?
They always put politics first.
That's right. That's why they want to avoid any leak about their precious new nuclear weapon.
Boss, it looks like our friend is awake.
There definitely is a resemblance, don't you think, little brother? Or should I say, big brother? I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You and I are both the last surviving sons of Big Boss. It's me. Really? Then what? Oof, those idiots! All right, Raven. I'll be right there. They're not responding to our demands. We launch the first one in 10 hours as planned.
Damn Americans.
Looks like you read them wrong.
Something's funny. Normally the Americans are the first ones to the negotiating table. They must think they've got something up their sleeves.
So it's come down to it, has it? We're going to launch that nuke and ride it all the way into history.
I've got to take care of some launch preparations. You're in charge here, Ocelot.
What about you? Want to stay for the show?
I'm not interested. It's time to feed the family.
So you prefer your wolves to my show, huh?
Ocelot, don't screw up like you did with the chief!
Yes, I know. That was an accident. I didn't think a pencil pusher like him would be so tough.
Well, his mental defenses were reinforced by hypnotherapy.
Boss, what about that ninja?
He's killed 12 men. Whoever he is, he's some kind of lunatic.
Bastard took my hand. How could he have gotten in here?
Perhaps there's a spy among us. Mantis is dead. We've also got to find out what killed Baker, an octopus. We're short-handed, so make this little torture show of yours as short as possible.
Torture? This is an interrogation.
As you wish. See you later. Brother.
Your woman is still in this world.
Meryl.
Catch you later, handsome.
Once she picks a target, she doesn't think about anything else. Sometimes she even falls in love with them before she kills them. Finally, just the two of us. How are you feeling?
Not bad. Caught a nice nap on this revolving bed of yours. Too bad I was sleeping alone.
I'm glad to hear that. This is some bed, all right. I'm about to show you some of its nicer features.
Where are my things?
Oh, don't worry. They're all there. Washington was taking quite a chance sending you here. Someone must have had a lot of faith in your skill, huh, carrier boy?
So, Metal Gear's armed with a new type of nuclear warhead, huh?
Why don't you go ask Campbell for the full story?
The Colonel?
By the way, you got an optical disc from President Baker, didn't you?
What if I did?
Is that the only disc? There's no other data?
What do you mean?
There's no copy? If not, that's fine.
Is Meryl okay?
She's not dead yet. Wolf must have been feeling generous. But if you want her to stay that way, you better start answering my questions right now. You were holding one card key. Where are the other two? What's the trick behind that key?
Trick?
That weasel of a president said there's some kind of trick to using the key.
Hell if I know.
I see. No problem, then. We're going to play a game, Snake. And we'll find out what kind of man you really are. When the pain becomes too great to bear, just give up and your suffering will end. But if you do, the girl's life is mine.